Hi, I'm your host Jane Call, and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 3, and today we will be covering another Prince 2 theme, the organisation theme. Our key objectives today then are to firstly cover the purpose and importance of the organisation theme. We will discuss the 4 levels of management on a Prince 2 project. We will provide an overview of the Prince 2 mandated project management team roles, which will also include combining roles in a Prince 2 project. We will discuss the communication management approach, and finally, we will provide an overview of the minimum requirements for the organisation theme. Let's begin with the purpose of the organisation theme. The purpose of the organisation theme is to define and establish the project's structure of accountability and responsibilities. This theme is directly related to the roles and responsibilities principle. It is extremely important that every project has effective direction, management, control, and communication. This is why Prince 2 puts a huge emphasis on ensuring roles and responsibilities are clearly defined by establishing at the beginning of the project an effective project management team structure with an effective approach for communication. I have personally, within my early career many years ago, seen firsthand what can happen when roles and responsibilities on a project were not clearly defined. This can not only lead to individuals not understanding what their role is in a project, but also not understanding what they can expect of others. This can lead to poor communication between team members, duplication of effort, low team morale, and ultimately can impact the project being successful. Therefore, the organisation theme helps to provide the knowledge to help establish the project structure of accountability and responsibilities. As we will discuss in further detail later on, Prince 2 places project responsibilities into roles and not people. This is because roles can be assigned to individuals, or some roles can be combined. So in other words, one person can have more than one role, depending on their experience and their capabilities. For example, in smaller projects, provided the project manager has sufficient time, they can also fulfill the project support role. In addition, in a perfect world, the project manager and the project board should stay in the project throughout its life cycle. However, this doesn't always happen, and this may result in the project management team changing over time. Therefore, a benefit of having a clearly defined team structure, along with detailed role descriptions outlining the key responsibilities for each role, will help support any potential disruption caused by the project management team. This just shows another benefit of having the organisation theme as part of your project. We'll now move on to the 4 levels of management on a Prince 2 project. There are 4 levels of management on a Prince 2 project, 3 of which represent the project team and a 4th sits outside the project. A really easy way to visualise this is think of a pyramid. Above or outside the pyramid to the left is the first level, which is corporate, program manager, or the customer. This sits outside the project. However, they are responsible for commissioning the project, setting project tolerances, and they send the project mandate to the executive, which triggers the first process, starting up a project. This level also decides at the start of the project how the project board will keep them updated. Let's go back to the pyramid then. The next level is inside the pyramid at the top, and this level is called directing, which represents the project board. The project board are responsible for the overall direction and management of the project, and they are accountable for the success of the project. They set stage level tolerances, approve plans, authorise and approve completed management stages, and they represent the link between the project and the corporate program management or the customer level. And they will communicate and escalate on project level tolerances as and when required. Next level below, inside the pyramid, is the managing level. The management level here represents the project manager. They are responsible for the day-to-day running of the project, and it is their responsibility to ensure the products being created on the project are in accordance with the tolerance set from the 6 aspects of performance, which are time, cost, quality, scope, benefit and risk. This was mentioned as part of the manage by exception principle and will be further discussed in a future podcast when we will cover the progress theme. The final level of management, again, at the bottom of the pyramid, is the delivering management level. This represents the team managers who are responsible for delivering the project products and its components in line with expected quality criteria, specific timescales and costs detailed within a work package. As discussed in episode 1, as part of the manage by exceptions principle, each management level of the project must be confident in the ability of the level below to play its part. And if things are not going to plan, they must escalate to a level above only. Let's now move on to Prince 2 project management team roles. Prince 2 mandates certain project roles are fulfilled on every project. As part of this theme, Prince 2 defines a stakeholder as any individual, group or organisation that can affect, be affected by or perceive itself to be affected by an initiative, which may include a program, project, activity or risk. As we covered in episode 1, within the Prince 2 principles of defined roles and responsibilities, a Prince 2 project will always have three primary categories of stakeholder, and the interest of all three must be satisfied if the project is to be successful. Each of these roles represent the project board. They are the business, which is represented as the executive, the customer, which is represented as the senior user, and supplier, which is represented as the senior supplier on a project. Only one person can be the executive, while both the senior user and senior supplier roles may be assigned to one or more people. To discuss each more in more detail, we will first look at the executive. The executive will oversee the development of the outline business case and the project brief and ensure the project is aligned with corporate program management or customer strategies. They are also accountable for the business case and will ensure that risks associated with the business case are identified, assessed and controlled. The executive is appointed by corporate program management or the customer during the pre-project phase. Their role is to ensure the project remains focused on achieving its objectives and delivering the products so that the expected benefits can be achieved. They are responsible for securing project funding and they will write the job description and appoint the project manager. As part of the organization theme, the executive will also approve the communication management approach. The executive is the key decision maker and has the final word on decisions that are taken. So therefore, the project board is not a democracy. Next up is the senior user. They are responsible for ensuring the solution will meet the needs of the users, especially in terms of quality and ease of use, and against user requirements. The senior user represents the customer or end user who will either use the outputs of the project to realise the benefits, or they will operate, maintain, or support the project's outputs, or the outputs of the project will impact them. The senior user is responsible for providing the customer quality expectations and will define the acceptance criteria of the project. They will ensure the desired outcome of the project is specified. They will also ensure that the products created will deliver the desired outcome and meet the user requirements. The senior user will provide any user resources required for the project as part of the quality inspection process. Ultimately, they are responsible for specifying the benefits and they are held to account by demonstrating the benefits have been realized. The last role within the project board is the senior supplier. They represent the interests of those designing, developing, facilitating, procuring and implementing the project's products. There could be more than one senior supplier representing all suppliers on the project. They provide supplier resources to the project and ensure that the right people, tools, equipment, knowledge are in place and that the products will meet the expected criteria, including the quality criteria. The other main responsibilities of the senior supplier include: they're accountable for the quality of the products delivered by the supplier. They are responsible for the technical integrity of the project. The senior supplier will resolve supplier requirements and priority conflicts. Finally, the senior supplier will offer advice on the selection of the design and development method for creating the products. The next mandated role on Prince 2 is the project manager. The project manager manages the day-to-day project management and should be the only person responsible for this role in a project. This role can never be shared and should just be one individual. The project manager is responsible for preparing baseline managed products that include the project brief, benefit management approach, the PID, stage and exceptions plans, and work packages. The project manager will prepare the following reports, which are the highlight report, issue report, end stage report, end project report, and also exceptions reports. They will also ensure all registers are maintained and manage the information flow between the managing and directing management levels. The project manager will authorise all work packages to the team manager, and this ties in nicely to the team manager role. The role of the team manager is optional. However, it is usually used if the project is large and there are many team members. It could also be used if there's a need for specialised skills or knowledge of the products to be produced. The team manager's main responsibility is to ensure the products being delivered within a work package meet the appropriate quality criteria in line with agreed timescales and costs. The team manager may prepare a team plan, and they will agree this with the project manager. The team manager will produce a checkpoint report, plan, monitor, and manage the team's work. The team manager will also ensure that any quality activities relating to the teamwork are planned and performed correctly in line with the agreed tolerances. Other types of roles then on a Prince 2 project include product assurance, as mentioned within the business case theme. Product assurance. So assurance is when the project board objectively assess a project's performance. The project board can decide to do this assurance themselves, or they may assign other individuals to do this assurance task. I like to think of project assurance as deputies of the board. Project assurance should cover the three primary interest groups. Therefore, there are three main components of project assurance. Let's look at one in detail. Business assurance. Business assurance measures project performance against its projected benefits to the organisation. They will also review project finance on behalf of the customer and review the business case for compliance with corporate, program management, or customer standards. Next type of component in product assurance is user assurance. They represent the user's interest. They will ensure that the specification of the user's needs is accurate and complete. They will assess whether the solution will meet the user's needs. They will ensure that the quality activities have appropriate user representation. And finally, user assurance will check any quality control procedures are used correctly to ensure that the products will meet the user requirements. The final component then of project assurance is supplier assurance. They represent the supplier's interests. Supplier assurance will review the product descriptions. They will ensure that any supplier and operating standards defined for the project are met, and they will assess whether quality control procedures are used correctly so that the products being created will adhere to the requirements. Although independent of the project manager, project assurance should support the project manager by making them aware of any relevant standards which should be involved in the project. And the project manager should also feel comfortable to be able to ask project assurance for guidance. The final role as part of Prince 2 is project support, or could also be known as PMO support. Project support help the project manager in the various project management activities. They provide administration support within the project environment. On smaller projects, this role could be fulfilled by the project manager, as mentioned earlier. However, in more larger projects, generally, it will require a full project support team or a full PMO team. Key responsibilities of project support include administration services, setting up and maintaining project files, including registers, administrating configuration item records, and running the change control approach. And finally, project support may also provide information on the status of all the products by creating a product status account. This is usually requested by the project manager. It should be noted that the project support role is not optional on a Prince 2 project, but remember, providing the project manager has the time, they can also fulfill this role. The final role then that we haven't mentioned within a Prince 2 project is the change authority. It is the responsibility of the project board to agree any potential changes before they're implemented. The project board may decide to delegate the change authority to other individuals if it is expected that there may be more changes required on a project. If decided by the board, the project manager and project assurance may act as the change authority and through the change control process, within tolerances agreed, they could decide to approve, reject or escalate potential changes on the project. To summarise, we have now covered all Prince 2 mandated roles. Some of those roles can be combined and others cannot. We have covered that the project manager should be only one individual and that they can take up the role of project support. The project manager, provided they have the right SME knowledge, can also be the team manager. There can only be one executive on a Prince 2 project. However, there may be more than one supplier, as the executive is likely to come from the customer organisation as the senior user. These roles can often be combined. And finally, project assurance must always be independent of the project manager. We will now briefly cover the communication management approach. The communication management approach is one of the four approaches created within the initiating a project process. The project manager uses the communication management approach as a guideline on how to communicate with stakeholders, both external and internal to the project, during the project lifecycle. The communication management approach document contains the communication procedure, what communication tools and techniques will be used, such as email, newsletters, and it will also contain the key roles and responsibilities and the relevant stakeholder information needs. We will now move on to the minimum requirements of the organisation theme. As mentioned previously, all of the Prince 2 themes have minimum requirements which must be met in order for the project to be classified as following the Prince 2 method. The minimum requirements of the organisation theme include: the project must define the project's organisation structure and roles by ensuring all responsibilities in Prince 2's role descriptions are fulfilled. The project must define the approach to communicating and engaging with stakeholders, and the project must produce and maintain the project initiation document, or commonly known as the PID, and a communication management approach. This now concludes episode 3 of the Prince 2 study sessions, which have provided an overview on the purpose of the organisation theme, the four management levels, covered in detail the mandated project management team roles, what is the communication management approach, and finally, we covered the minimum requirements for this theme. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we continue discussing Prince 2 themes, with moving on to the plans theme.